For the record, I'm Ann Larson, your legislative liaison for our new faces. Good to see you guys here. Today we're going to talk about the 2016 agency request legislative proposals. You guys should have in your packages both my PowerPoint and then a little legislative package that has fact sheets and then Z draft language behind it for your reference. So, or you're getting it right now. Great.
Getting it.
So while you're getting it passed out, because Z-draft language has page numbers on the bottom of it, I'm going to be referring to page numbers, and I'm using page numbers on the top. So, okay. Everyone got it? So as Owen had mentioned, after three very wonderfully long special sessions and 6 months later, the legislature finally sine-died on July 10th of 2015. I hope we don't have a repeat of that next year. What we're looking at in front of us right now is our proposal time frame. If you think about that, July 10th is when they sine-died. Our folks were already working on their proposals before the legislature got out of session. EMT reviewed those on June 17th, and today, August 7th, is for your review, hoping to get your approval by August 17th. And then we've got some tentative dates of September 18th and October 2nd, where we'll actually submit the proposals to OFM and the governor's office. Again, these are tentative. We'll get more instruction as we get further on down to the fall process. And if you want a more detailed proposal timeline, both the budget and the legislative pieces are on page 3 in your legislative packages. So this might look like a little bit of repeat from what Owen just talked about, so I'll be quick through this. Context for the 2016 legislative session, it is a supplemental budget year. It is a 60-day short session. I often call this the sprint because it moves very rapidly. Typical requests include our emergencies, our emergent issues, and technical changes. One thing to keep in mind is that bills that did not pass the long session are retained, and they come back for the short session. So bad or good bills, they're going to be coming back next year. And then we're going to have all new bills that are going to be dropped during the short session. And then again, special sessions are going to be possible, just kind of dependent on where we are with the budget. So this year, our agency was pretty easy on me. We only have 5 legislative proposals. The first one is coming from the FISH program, and then the next 4, which we'll go into detail in just a second, are on enforcement. And all 4 of those are very small technical fixes. So the first bill that we're going to talk about today, if you look on page 7 of your package, you'll see a fact sheet as well as the Z-draft language to follow. Again, it's just a draft fact sheet, but it's a good starting point. What we're looking to do is create a new steelhead license plate. So the problem is right now additional funding is needed to support key conservation activities for our state fish, which is the steelhead. Our proposed solution is to create a new steelhead background license plate to serve as ongoing funding for stock assessments, evaluations of the fisheries impacts, and then studies to understand the interactions between wild and hatchery steelhead. There was a moratorium on these different steelhead license plates, and that's been lifted, which is really great news. So Department of Licensing is kind of figuring out what the new process is to get these new steelhead license plates. We've worked with them a little bit on new application. Some of the things that we're going to need to do is have a design of a proposed plate. You guys have got an example on the fact sheet. I don't think that's the final one, but it's just to kind of give you an idea what it could look like. We need to develop a long and short-term marketing plan. We need to also collect 3,500 signatures from folks that would intend to buy. So, but I think we think very confidently we'd have a lot of people that'd be interested in getting something like this.
And in a given session, how many of these are introduced when the...
There are several license plate bills, but with the moratorium, right, typically about 2 or 3 would actually make it. But 2 or 3 would actually make it, so...
But before the moratorium, didn't it?
That was before my time. Ever since I've been here, they've had a moratorium. So I'm pretty excited because maybe we'll actually get... We've talked about this one for some time. And
I'm talking about throughout the whole state.
Oh, yeah.
That's only it? Only a couple?
No, there's about 2 that make it each year.
For the whole state?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I think they have these strict guidelines in place because there are license plates. No offense to square dancing, but they had square dancing as one of the plates, and I think they were only selling about 35 annually on those. And so they wanted to make there's like a good bang for the buck, and I think this is one where we'd really would see a lot of people buying more than 35. So, in fact, sales on this would start January of 2017. The delay on that is because Department of Licensing has to do some programming costs. The costs up front to Department of Licensing are about $105,000, and then revenues are estimated $197,000 per year. So we're getting about $400,000 for the biennium, but those dollars wouldn't come in until fiscal year 2018. But dedicated revenue source for Steelhead, and it would play in nicely to the fee bill that we're going to be looking at for 2018.
Is the design on these ever done in a way like a duck stamp contest? Or is this in-house?
It could be, but we've got some of our folks looking at some different ideas in the fish program right now, but I don't know what the final is really going to be.
Nice.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good. I want to see something colorful.
I was just thinking, if you do something like the duck stamp or a trout stamp in some states, mm-hmm. it does increase the visibility of it because it's,
right.
it's a contest.
Right,
you know?
Right. It's a good thought. So the first of our enforcement bills has to do with unlawful hunting of wild birds. Now, to bring to your attention, there's a fact sheet on page 18, and that fact sheet talks about all four of the technical bills that we're going to have for enforcement. They're really small, and they are technical fixes, which is why they're just on a single fact sheet. And another thing, in the past, we've done enforcement omnibus bills, but we've had the legislature be a little hesitant about that because usually it's an act related to fish and wildlife enforcement, and they're afraid that other folks are going to be sticking other things in those particular bills because of that broad scope and title of the bill. So this year, we have them as four separate bills. It may be after talking to certain legislators that we move them into one single bill that is an act related to fish and wildlife, technical changes for enforcement, or something along that line. But right now, we have them as four separate bills. So the first one, the Z draft language begins on page 19. What we have is a loophole that exists in statute where it's unclear that hunters are required to purchase a turkey tag in addition to their small game license. And what we're looking to do as a solution is a technical amendment to current law that would align with other license requirements that would require the purchase of a turkey tag with the small game license to prevent violators from escaping penalties. So just making that clarification. And again, no fiscal impact isn't anticipated with this particular proposal. The second of the enforcement technical bills has to do with the definition of wild salmon. Currently, right now, wild salmon is defined as a salmon with an unclipped adipose fin. But this doesn't take into account when a person actually clips that fin post-harvest to cover unlawful take. So what we're looking to do is a technical amendment to current law to close that loophole and clarify that any salmon without a healed scar to that adipose fin would be considered a wild salmon. So this amendment would ensure successful enforcement and prosecution of unlawful harvest of wild salmon, and again, no fiscal impact is anticipated. And the Z-draft language for reference is on page 22 for that bill. Our third enforcement technical bill has to do with fish and shellfish records. It's on page 26 of your legislative package. Right now, seafood traceability is challenging, and falsification of records can occur when fish and shellfish records are in separate location from the product. And so what we're looking to do is a technical amendment that would require that the records actually remain with the fish and shellfish at all times until they are no longer in possession of the fish receiver. With this amendment would allow officers to more easily identify the source of the fish or shellfish to verify lawful possession. It would also promote greater transparency and protect consumer health and safety. Again, this one has no fiscal impact associated with it. You guys are easy on me. No questions yet. Our final one has to do, fourth and last one, actually, for criminal. As a criminal wildlife penalty license suspension, it's on page 29 of your legislative package. The problem, current statute has been misinterpreted to mean a criminal wildlife penalty assessment. If it's paid, then an individual will not face a license suspension for their violation. So essentially, if you pay your license, they think, well, or if you pay your criminal wildlife penalty assessment, then you get your license bait. But that's not the case. So the technical amendment, what it would do is clarify that a hunting license suspension is in addition to that criminal wildlife penalty, if that makes sense. The amendment will then make the intent of the law more clear to the public. And again, there's no fiscal impact associated with this piece of legislation. So with that, if there are no questions, that concludes my presentation.
Mr. Holzmiller, his arm.
Oh, I'll read it for the last one. I was just wondering if that was mandatory.
Loss of license.
Yeah.
Any other?
Depending on the infraction. And there's different times that you would lose the license. So it's a two-year license suspension for certain crimes. And if you do additional, then you'd have more time associated with that as well. So,
well, the only reason I would say is, let me read it and I'll get back.
Okay.
They have a really bad propensity to dumb down all game violations anyway. When they go to court, if they are prosecuted, then they are dumbed down really badly.
Yeah.
Because we had a pretty major one there in our county, and I mean, he got whacked, but nothing like he should have.
That's always an issue with the local court.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions?
Oh. Nope. Thanks, Ann. Yeah.
Well done.
Yes. You guys are easy on me. You must want to go home.
No, you have to prepare for your meeting 30 people tomorrow.
Exactly.